Kraken-owned crypto facilities wins UK license to offer derivatives trading. A London-based subsidiary of cryptocurrency exchange Kraken has been approved to operate its derivatives platform by the UK's financial regulator. Crypto Facilities, also known as Kraken Futures, announced it had been granted a Multilateral Trading Facility (MTF) license from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority (FCA) on Monday. The license will allow for institutional clients to trade on the futures platform who would otherwise be prohibited by law from trading on unlicensed exchanges. The news marks Crypto Facilities as the first and only licensed derivatives platform offering exposure to leveraged cryptocurrencies in the European Union, according to the company. Jesse Powell, the co-founder and CEO of Kraken, said sophisticated investors will now be able to access crypto derivatives in the EU for the first time. The FCA is planning a limited ban on selling crypto derivatives like exchange-traded notes, arguing such products are ill-suited to retail investors. The regulator put out a warning about popular cryptocurrency derivatives exchange BitMEX in March, saying the firm had been targeting UK investors without its approval. Crypto Facilities was acquired by San Francisco-based Kraken in February 2019 in an undisclosed deal thought to be for at least $100 million. It currently offers up to 50x leverage on its Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, XRP, XRP, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and Litecoin, LTC, futures products. Travala.com lets travelers once again book Expedia hotels in crypto. Travala.com, a Binance-backed online travel agency, ODA, is adding support for Expedia bookings in a partnership that brings Bitcoin payments back to the travel giant's properties for the first time since 2018. The Australia-based booking platform plugged into Expedia Group Partner Services Rapid API and its 700,000 listed hotels on Monday. Travala.com users can pay for Expedia listings in over 30 cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin, which Expedia had accepted before shelving the option in June 2018. Their booking flow isn't built for crypto like ours is, Travala.com CEO Juan Otero told CoinDesk. It was a bit of a nightmare for them to accept Bitcoin payments. Expedia Partner Services Senior Vice President Alfonso Paredes said in a press statement that Expedia recognizes that payment choice continues to evolve. He said the partnership will help Travala.com scale. The partnership marks a rare alliance between a crypto-focused firm and its widely known, juggernaut competitor. Expedia is the world's second-largest ODA. Travala is one of the very few projects in the crypto space that is bridging the gap to traditional multinationals in a huge way, Otero said. Otero said the partnership comes as his travel business rebounds from its COVID-19 lows. In June, Travala.com's month-over-month booking revenue surged 170% to $184,000 and room night bookings jumped 81%. Additionally, 13% of bookings were paid in Travala.com's AVA token, a crypto equivalent of loyalty points and airline miles. Working with Expedia means we can drive traveler loyalty throughout the recovery period, he said. Aka Labs launches Ethereum-based SEC-registered fund. A Bitcoin exchange-traded fund may never receive approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC), but an even stranger crypto investment vehicle finally has, a blockchain-transferred fund. On Monday, Los Angeles-based money manager Aka began selling shares in the Aka U.S. Treasury Fund, and SEC-registered closed-end fund whose digital shares are coins trade atop the Ethereum blockchain. The fund invests the majority of its assets in short-term U.S. Treasury bills and notes. The company told CoinDesk it received a notice of effectiveness on July 6. The launch marks the first time the crypto-skeptical SEC has allowed a fund represented by cryptographics tokens to enter the investment markets under the Investment Company Act of 1940. AKA has been pushing for various forms of the R-Coin proposal for nearly 20 months, as shown in regulatory filings. Our announcement today is a groundbreaking and transformative step toward the unification of traditional finance with digital asset investing, as this new category of regulated, digital investment products is made available to investors, said AKA CEO Rain Steinberg in a press statement. Executives have previously heralded their proposed fund as a pace-setter for a hybrid digital asset class. R-Coin marries perhaps the investment world's least risky asset, treasuries, with blockchain, the up-and-coming tech backbone they believe will lend efficiency and security to the trading and settlement process. Specifically, Arca's digital development wing, AKA Labs, chose the Ethereum blockchain, one of the largest public blockchains in the world and the landing site of many novel crypto assets, including so-called digital securities like R-Coin, which uses the ERC-1404 protocol, according to the June 24 prospectus. ERC-1404 is a more restrictive derivative of the popular ERC-20 interoperability protocol. The main difference is that ERC-1404 restricts where holders can send a token to a collection of whitelisted addresses. That's a crucial point for regulators wary of letting tokens outside their scope. Bitcoin rises in line with stocks after dip below $9,000. Bitcoin's positive correlation with stocks continues Monday, with the cryptocurrency drawing bids alongside gains in global equities. As of 9:35 Coordinated Universal Time, the leading cryptocurrency by market value is trading at $9,190, representing a 1.4% gain on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Meanwhile, major European equity indices are up at least 1.5% each, following a 4% rise in mainland Chinese stocks seen during the Asian trading hours. Futures tied to the S&P 500 are also up over 1%, according to datasourceinvesting.com. Equities are flashing green despite a worrying increase in coronavirus cases in the US and other parts of the world. According to CNBC, investors are cheering the progress of potential coronavirus drugs. On Friday, the European Commission moved to grant conditional approval for US-based Gilead's antiviral drug remdesivir to be used in the European Union. Equities save the day. Bitcoin fell below the psychological support of $9,000 on Sunday, validating bearish lower highs at $10,000 and $9,800 created on June 10 and June 23, respectively. In addition, momentum indicators such as on-balance volume (OBV) were signaling weakness, as noted by popular trader Nebraskan Gunnar Sunday. As such, the cryptocurrency looked set for a deeper loss. However, selling pressure ran out of steam near $8,900 around 6:15 a.m. Tokyo time, as U.S. stock futures rose and Bitcoin prices charted a quick move back above $9,000. The cryptocurrency would have faced stronger chart-driven selling had prices established a foothold below that psychological support. So, the uptick in stocks looks to have saved the day for the Bitcoin bulls. The cryptocurrency's positive correlation with stocks reached record highs last week. Problem ahead? Bitcoin's positive correlation with stocks makes it vulnerable to bouts of risk aversion in traditional markets. The equity markets could soon come under pressure, dragging Bitcoin lower, if the U.S. Federal Reserve fails to appease equity markets with additional stimulus. According to analysts at JP Morgan, the U.S. money markets are signaling the need for further monetary and/or fiscal policy. If the additional stimulus is not delivered, then the money market curve inversion could worsen, eventually becoming a more problematic signal for equity and risky markets going forward, said the bank's analysts. The Fed seldom disappoints markets. The central bank has already expanded its balance sheet by over $3 trillion in the past 3.5 months and will likely add more, if deemed necessary. BTC awaits directional move. Bitcoin has witnessed minimal movement over the past 9 days, with upside capped around $9,300 and downside restricted near $8,830. Notably, the trading range narrowed to $395 last week. That's the smallest weekly trading range since the last week of March 2019. A prolonged period of consolidation often ends with a big move to either side. For instance, the cryptocurrency jumped 26% in the first week of April 2019, having witnessed low volatility consolidation in the preceding 5 weeks. Afghanistan approves blockchain project to help tackle scourge of counterfeit meds. Blockchain startup Phantom has been given the green light to start tracking medicinal drugs in Afghanistan to help stem the country's counterfeiting problem. After a signing ceremony with the Afghan Ministry of Health and several pharmaceutical distributors last month, the startup has unveiled details of its smart medicine pilot project. The project aims to keep track of pharmaceutical drugs traveling along the supply chain in order to stem the distribution of fake products caused by a lack of appropriate checks. Being able to verify the authenticity of medicines is vital in preventing counterfeit products, Michael Kong, CIO of Phantom, said in a Telegram interview with CoinDesk. Several pharmaceutical companies are involved in the project, including Mumbai-listed Indian company Bliss GVS, Afghanistan-based Royal Star, and Indian manufacturer Nabroz Pharma. Phantom will supply labels to trace 80,000 products created by Nabroz and Bliss GVS over Phantom's smart contract platform and Opera blockchain network. The products will cover four areas of pharmaceuticals, including 50,000 hand sanitizers, 10,000 joint creams, 10,000 Kofol chewable tablets, and 10,000 Diacare foot creams. The pilot will demonstrate how scanning product data to a blockchain can create an immutable record, Kong said. The startup will design shipping labels that are to be scanned by Royal Star at every stage of the distribution process. Labels can be checked on Phantom's platform and will contain a unique hash code that can be publicly verified on chain and includes 11 data points. These data points will be able to verify the product name, batch number, barcode number, expiry date, production date, a U.S. Food and Drug Administration (FDA) number, producer's name, location of scan, the status of the scan, and time and date of a scan. The project is also collaborating with Nigeria-based blockchain startup Checkit, which is providing a QR code scanning system in the audit trail to guarantee products are not tampered with. Counterfeit drugs are responsible for the deaths of thousands of people every year, with inferior or useless products ranging from cancer treatment to antimalarial pills. 1 in 10 medical products in developing countries is substandard or falsified, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. The announcement of the pilot follows on from a formal partnership agreed between Phantom and the Afghan government to establish a blockchain initiative for public health last November. The startup was given a mandate to invent a solution for detecting counterfeit drugs, Kong confirmed. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.